Several Ontario municipalities are taking a stand against Trump's yo-yoing tariff threats by removing the American flag from public buildings, while the city of North Bay is citing its strong ties to the armed forces as its reason to continue to fly the Stars and Stripes in a place of honor at Bord Longyear Memorial Gardens. The American flag continues to fly at Memorial Gardens in recognition of our strong military history with 22 Wing and NORAD, and we currently have no plans to remove it, advises Gord Young, the City of North Bay's communications officer. The municipally owned arena's major draw is the North Bay Battalion. The Ontario Hockey League is comprised of 17 Ontario-based franchises and 3 in northern U.S. states. Due to the chaotic stops and starts in the Trump administration's implementation of tariffs, organizations have found themselves adjusting on the fly in recent weeks. Local officials are attempting to take a pragmatic approach to the threat of tariffs, a topic that came up often during recent budget deliberations. The City of North Bay is closely monitoring the situation regarding U.S. tariffs and the potential impacts they may have on our community, adds Young. While there remains significant uncertainty about how these tariffs may affect municipal operations, we are actively assessing any potential impacts. As part of this process, we are exploring ways to further support Canadian suppliers while ensuring compliance with trade requirements and securing the best value for taxpayers. Additionally, we are engaging with local businesses and partners to determine how we can support and advocate for those potentially affected by the tariffs. In early March, Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall ordered U.S. flags removed as an early round of Trump tariffs of 25% on all Canadian goods was imminent, signaling a trade war between the two nations. "This is the flag of the Commander-in-Chief, the U.S. President, who is threatening our sovereignty, our security, our right to self-determination and freedoms," Nuttall said. "He is threatening our jobs, the finances of families, and attempting to take food off our tables." 3 American flags were ultimately removed by city staff from 2 Barrie facilities that fly U.S. flags due to the teams they host. Sadlin Arena and Barrie Colts host American teams, and Peggy Hill Team Community Center has had U.S. AAA hockey teams play in tournaments. "Shall the decision by President Trump be reversed, we will discuss while it is appropriate to put the United States flags back up at our facilities," Nuttall said later. See related. Doug Ford suspends electricity export surcharge in response to trade meeting. Nearby Midland soon followed suit. Mayor Bill Gordon initially told Village Media's Midland Today that the town didn't have any American flags flying, but later discovered there was one hanging near a scoreboard at the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center. See, so long, Stars and Stripes. Midland also removes U.S. flag. In a video, as town workers removed the flag, Gordon addressed the untrustworthy Trump, pointing out that the sovereign nation of Canada has been the United States' closest ally and trading partner for the last 158 years. "On behalf of the 18,000 hardworking men and women and families in our community that will be harmed by your baseless and illegal trade war against Canada, I stand in solidarity with 40 million Canadians who are united against your attacks to our democracy, our sovereignty, and our economy," Gordon said. "We will resist and repel your efforts to bend Canada to your will, and we will never be your 51st state," he added. Gordon said that while the two countries will always be neighbors, "perhaps, one day, we will once again be friends, but today is not that day," he said. "Canada is and always will be the true North, strong and free." Collingwood Town Council will address the U.S. flag flap during its meeting on March 17. On March 6, Collingwood Today reported that Mayor Yvonne Hamelin was looking into removing 2 U.S. flags from Town of Collingwood facilities. "It is a gesture that I am in support of as we face this economic war that has been declared upon us," said Mayor Hamelin. Meanwhile, closer to the border, and despite a majority of Pelham Today readers voting to remove U.S. flags, the Stars and Stripes that hangs in the Meridian Community Center remains in place, with officials stating there is no plan to remove it. The MCC welcomes tens of thousands of American guests each year for a variety of sporting and cultural events. Both anthems also continue to be sung whenever an American-based team is known to be in the building, said Pelham Chief Administrative Officer David Cribbs. See, wartime or not, American flag staying in Pelham. The SAO says that as part of the Niagara region, the town wishes to remain a welcoming place for all guests and tourists. Broadly speaking, it is not common or best practice to politicize amateur sporting events, the majority of which involve children. See also, White House says Trump dropping plan to double steel, aluminum tariffs. With files from Bob Bruden, Andrew Phillips, Jessica Owen, and Pelham Today.